Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about the idea of feeling anxious, or are you actually a highly sensitive kind of person? And highly sensitive people are in the 20% of the population. So 20% of the population of highly sensitive people are people who process stimulation deeply and feel emotions intensely. Their sensitivity gives them incredible advantages, such as noticing details that other people miss, reading people well, and having high levels of compassion and empathy. But it also means that they can become easily overwhelmed by day-to-day life. High sensitivity shows up differently in each highly sensitive person. So I want you to think about this as we're going through this episode today, about both sides of the coin of everything that we carry with us. You know, some people have other traits that are awesome and great, and those may have downfalls too. They may have the other side of the coin too. So if you're somebody who has some of these great advantages, such as somebody who is detail-oriented and can notice details that other people miss, or that can read people well, or that has high levels of compassion and empathy, not everybody has this. So if you have this, you are considered to be a highly sensitive person, and that's not a bad thing. So I have a couple of quotes here that I've pulled out that are really good to keep in the back of your mind, and they kind of explain highly sensitive people in a very interesting way. The first one is from Elaine Aron. Now, you may enjoy reading her book, The Highly Sensitive Person, How to Thrive When the World Overwhelms You. It's a great read, and I think that you would do well to check out her work that she has done around highly sensitive people and introversion and see where you fit in here. So the first quote is from Elaine Aron, and it says, "We try to be like others, but that leads to our becoming over-aroused and distressed. We are a package deal, however. Our trait of sensitivity means that we will also be cautious, inward, needing extra time alone. Because people without the trait, the majority of people, do not understand that. They see us as timid, shy, weak, or the greatest sin of all, unsociable. Fearing these labels, we try to be like others, but that leads to our becoming over-aroused and distressed. Then that gets us labeled neurotic or crazy, first by others and then by ourselves." I'd just like to take a second here and let that sink in. We are trying too hard to fit in to other people's ways. And of course, that would be a normal thing with highly sensitive people being 20% of the population. We are seeing 80% doing things in a different manner. But it is time that we learn to respect our own ways, our own natural abilities, and our own natural needs. Now, the second one I have of a quote here is from Jen Granerman. Now, she has a great website about highly sensitive people, and you may want to jump over to that, Jen Granerman. The quote I have from her is, "Sensitive people like a slower pace of life. We like pondering all our options before making a decision, and regularly reflecting on our experiences. We hate busy schedules and rushing from one event to the next. I hope that some of you are beginning to see yourselves in some of these quotes that I am bringing out here. And the final one that I have is from Anton Saint Martin, and this is from Divine Living, The Essential Guide to Your True Destiny. And Anton says, highly sensitive people are too often perceived as weaklings or damaged goods. To feel intensely is not a symptom of weakness. It is the trademark of the truly alive and compassionate. It is not the empath who is broken. It is society that has become dysfunctional and emotionally disabled. There is no shame in expressing your authentic feelings. Those who are at times described as being a hot mess or having too many issues are the very fabric of what keeps the dream alive for a more caring, humane world. Never be ashamed to let your tears shine a light into the world. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Now, these are obviously important quotes to me because I think I self-identify as a highly sensitive person. And of course, highly sensitive people would be a little bit closer to anxiety than maybe the general population, although all of the general population will experience anxiety, but may not get into trouble with the wormhole like some of us do. Since people slide in different directions on the sensitivity continuum, it can be surprising if we find ourselves in a highly sensitive state, because we may have not been like this our whole lives. Or, on the other hand, we may have come in as highly sensitive people. Our nervous system is totally wired this way, and we may have been sensitive since birth. In either case, it is the highly sensitive person who tends to be more vulnerable to anxiety given their creative and very active minds. Being on the sensitive side of the continuum is not only a struggle, though, as being a highly sensitive person has many gifts to offer that make life beautiful and very alive. Finding the ways to hold the gifts and deal with the conflicts, keeping stress at bay, is where we want to be. If we looked at ourselves, all of us, if we looked at ourselves as all being potted plants, we would see some plants need more light than others and thrive by being placed in more direct sunlight. But what if we put our shade-loving potted plant in direct sun with all the others? It would struggle and it would not thrive like the sun-loving plants. The solution is not to force the shade-loving plant to adapt to the sun, but to simply move it into the shade where it will naturally thrive. I want you to think about this. How might your environment be affecting your ability to not only survive, but to thrive? So now I'd like to go through some of these pointers toward if you are a highly sensitive person. See if you identify in here. See if some of these might help you to realize some of the things in your life may not need to be labeled as anxiety. It may be who you are. And to be able to find the strength in that really takes us out of the victim mentality. So number one is you absolutely abhor violence and cruelty of any kind. I think this speaks for itself because everyone hates violence and cruelty, but for the highly sensitive person, seeing or hearing about it can be extremely unsettling. So you may not be able to watch scary or gory or violent movies without getting upset or even feeling physically ill. Similarly, you may not be able to stomach a news story about animal cruelty or such brutal similar acts. The second one is you're frequently emotionally exhausted from absorbing other people's feelings. Have any of you had this where you are around a group of people and you actually come away feeling exhausted because you have absorbed a lot of their feelings? Many times, highly sensitive people are not sure of what is theirs and what belongs to other people. So we tend to absorb other people's emotions almost like an empath would. It's not unusual for a highly sensitive person to walk into a room and immediately sense the moods of the people in it. That's because highly sensitive people are very aware of subtleties. It's not magic. They're aware of very subtle things. Like I said earlier, they pick up on the details, including facial expressions, body language, and tone of voice. And many other people miss these things. Pair this with the sensitive person's naturally high levels of empathy, and it's no wonder a highly sensitive person feels the emotions that are not their own. As a result, highly sensitive people tend to suffer from frequent emotional exhaustion. Number three, time pressure really rattles you. In school or having quizzes, timed math tests, or speed tests in anything, if those make you feel anxious, perhaps to the point of you not being able to perform as well as you normally would. And as an adult, when you have too many things on your to-do list and not enough time to finish them, you feel very stressed. Highly sensitive people are more sensitive to stimulation, and time pressure is no exception. Number four, you withdraw often. Whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, you need plenty of downtime as a highly sensitive person. So hear that again. So you can be an introvert or an extrovert and be highly sensitive, okay? There's so many of these different traits that we are, our little circles in our Venn diagram, what's overlapping what? But just remember, you can be introverted or extroverted and still be a highly sensitive person. You may often find yourself withdrawing to a quiet, darkened room at the end of a long day in order to lower your stimulation level and to soothe your senses and recharge. And number five here is you're jumpy. When someone sneaks up on you, you jump like a frightened cat. Many highly sensitive people have high startle reflexes, and that's because even in non-threatening situations, their nervous systems are dialed up. This may be who you are. It doesn't mean you're broken. Number six, you think deeply. The cornerstone of being a highly sensitive person is that you process information deeply. This means you do plenty of reflecting on your experiences, more so than other people. Unfortunately, this also means that you're more prone to negative overthinking. Sometimes you obsessively play events over and over in your mind or spiral into anxious thoughts. So here again, you can see how being highly sensitive can really keep you really close to circling the wormhole, right? Number 7, you're a seeker. Highly sensitive people seek answers to the big questions in life. They ask why things are the way they are and what their role is in all of it. If you're a highly sensitive person, you may have always wondered why other people aren't as captivated by the mysteries of human nature and the universe as you are. Number 8. Sudden loud noises startle you. For example, a loud motorcycle suddenly roaring by your window may really shake you. Number 9, your clothing matters. You've always been sensitive to what you wear. Scratchy fabric or restrictive clothing like pants with tight waistbands or, God forbid, pantyhose really irritate you. Of course, non-highly sensitive people might dislike these things too, but the highly sensitive person will carefully select their wardrobe to completely avoid them. And if a highly sensitive person inadvertently wears one of these things out, the discomfort may distract from their entire experience. Number 10, your pain tolerance is less. Many highly sensitive people are more sensitive to pain of all kinds, including headaches, body aches, injuries, etc., than the non-highly sensitive person. And here you can see where this may lead people to be anxious about what they are feeling and thinking that it's something more than what it actually is. It's because you feel it. You are more sensitive to the pain. Number 11, your inner world is alive and present. Again, due to your deep processing, you have a rich inner world. And as a child, you may have had imaginary friends or enjoyed fantasy-based play and were prone to daydreaming. And as an adult, you may have vividly realistic dreams. Number 12, change is extremely upsetting. Highly sensitive people take comfort in routine because the familiar is less stimulating than something brand new. For this reason, change, both positive and negative, can really throw off a highly sensitive person. For example, when dating someone new or getting a job promotion, highly sensitive people may feel as equally stressed as they do overjoyed. Generally, highly sensitive people need more time than others to adjust to change. Number 13. Sometimes your environment is your enemy. Similarly, moving to a new home or traveling, even if it's a fun vacation, can be quite difficult for you because your senses are bombarded with so much new stimuli. I actually have a whole bunch more of these and some tips that I would like you to try, and I think I'm going to start with number 14 on another episode, and we'll see how that can go. We'll move that out into, we'll do that in a couple more episodes. But I hope that this has been helpful for you so far in being able to recognize that it isn't always about you being anxious. Now, the anxiety comes up probably more easily for the highly sensitive person, but it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with them. It means it's something you need to learn to understand and work with, because you can live your life enjoying all of the gifts of being highly sensitive and learning how to deal with the struggles that come with that. I hope this show has been helpful for you, and I hope that you remember that you are not broken. You are feeling the world differently than others. And now for today's quote. Highly sensitive people learned early in life to try to control the external world in a way to attempt to manage their inner one. And that's from Cheryl Paul. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.